Well, happy 2012. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we're here to wish you a happy new year. It's so nice to join you on the Inside Hour. Every Tuesday night, we come to you, and if you didn't hear us the last 2 weeks, it's because we decided to take a holiday break. I'm sure you can appreciate that. Anyway, Sherry, welcome and hello.
Hello. So, yeah, I mean, we had a pretty interesting week. We didn't get to speak to everybody out there last week, but
last week and the week before, we took 2 weeks off. It's been really hectic. I'm sure, folks, you have experienced it likewise. You know, the holidays come along, and you've got not so much the Christmas shopping, but you've got the end of the year challenges, everything from the administrative end of year busyness to the holiday blues. You know, you've got the families and you've got the stuff going on with the families. And I think that, you know, if you've been paying attention to the Inside Hour, you know, I've had a lot of rocky roads this past year. So I'm personally looking forward to a much better new year. And it's been challenging that we're making it through recreating companies, recreating products, recreating, actually expanding dramatically in healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldaffiliates.com is back on the road again. The ambassadorship program is launching beautifully. And these
five
are
to
really
eight records.
Five to eight records. I don't know if you've had you know, what saved me this holiday, I'll tell you, is the uplifting music that Donna has been most beautifully disc jockeying on 528 Radio Network. If you haven't checked that out, you want to get into the real holiday spirit, which is the spirit of the Creator, of how perfect it is and how harmonious it is with all of the universe, not just physicality, but spirituality. It's in harmony with everything, and that's 528 love. And so what's been helping me tremendously over these holidays is listening to 528radio.com.
And if you're a musician, you can upload your music to 528records.com. And if you're not a musician, you can upload your music collection to 528records.com. If you are the creator of the music, you are entitled to 60% royalties. And you get exposure in your music, and your music gets automatically transposed into the 528 frequency, the love frequency. So there's no more dissonance left
and
on this planet for people,
right? And it's wonderful because so many musicians, and this is a joy for me, again, celebration, thank the Creator for all the blessings that were administered this past year. Even though the challenges were here, you know, it's, you know, the old saying goes, what doesn't kill you is going to make you stronger. And the challenges are opportunities for growth and development. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, it's a preparation for the spiritual coming, the messianic age. We're all engaged right now in perfecting ourselves so that we can walk our talks, we can be all that we can be in harmony with God. Heartfelt, loving connection, heartfelt 528 channel broadcasting love between your heart and other people's hearts. We've had some fantastic experiences this past year of how to stretch that muscle, that loving muscle, that level of forgiveness, but also righteousness. There's karma. There's all sorts of things that the world is currently, and we ourselves are having to deal with karmically. And one of the topics I wanted to discuss tonight, and Sherry and I have been actively involved in advancing it. It's a profound theory. It just came out in Veritas magazine from Australia. Initially, I published an article there based on the Book of 528. You can go to thebookof528.com, get information. If you haven't read the book, it's life-changing and it's magnificently uplifting. But the concept of why some people just can't get along and what's happening with this planet, why is it that this is... We've got dissonance, we've got economic crisis, we've got wars and rumors of wars, we've got earth changes and weather changes. What is it that's driving this in terms of a consciousness and a human form that we are now engaging? Fascinating discussion. Sherry, I know you've got a lot to say on this subject, and you know, I want you to know, folks, you're listening out there, that Sherry is a gifted psychosocial analyst. very, very intuitive, extremely perceptive, and can kind of like feel people out. Even before they say too much or do too much, she can already discern what's going on, which is something that I lack, frankly. And it's gotten me into a lot of trouble. I'm sure those of you who are out there who are listening also have had experiences. What a gifting it would be to have optimal discernment in human behavior. But Sherry, talk a little bit about your theory now, the 741 versus 528 theory.
Well, I actually came up with this theory the other day in regard that has actually a parallel to that. And it has to do with what's written in the Bible regarding the chosen ones. What is the meaning of the chosen ones? You know, that whole line, the chosen ones, has caused a lot of hostility in people believing that when it was stated the chosen ones, it meant just the Jewish people, which isn't true according to what my theory is. The chosen ones are the people that are able to see without the veil. They are actually, they have been blessed. There's few of us out there have been blessed to have this veil removed so that they can see the truth, regardless of rumors, regardless of what the media manipulates us with, regardless of what other people say, being able to see beyond what you hear, beyond any of that. And I think it's more of a feeling. I think that's the sense that we use. It's more of a feeling, a perception of really what the truth is. And in being able to see that. Now, you know, you look at people out there, they get a lot of media exposure. They have a voice in media because they're given a voice in media. That doesn't just happen. And why are those people given a voice in media? Well, because they go along with the game plan, usually, and that is that they will do what their controllers say to do. They're not going to go beyond that, and they're going to be able to actually support the agenda. And in the alternative media, we call that the New World Order agenda, which is parallel to the mainstream media. It's called also controlled opposition. Being able to see through the controlled opposition, how do we do that? It's not an easy one. If you listen to what these people say, a lot of what they say makes complete sense, and it's supposed to make sense. But then within that also is what them working for what's in your mind, trying to make you believe that, yes, they're working for you or we the people, when in reality they're not really doing that at all, but they're working for the agenda. Right now, the New World Order agenda is to get people to hate their government. That's been something that's been being pushed. If you look at TV shows like Conspiracy Theory, you look at Alex Jones becoming more and more popular, all of these things are happening for a reason. It's not just that, oh, wow, like there's just suddenly a new change on Earth. No, the people behind it. Now, I want to also point out Ron Paul, who's being heavily supported by the alternative media right now. Ron Paul is actually definitely great for the New World Order agenda. People are sick of Republicans. They're sick because of Bush. They're sick of Democrats because of Obama. And now they have an alternative. It's Ron Paul. Ron Paul is actually somebody out there who's saying that, you know, we should be in favor of the gold and silver, get rid of the monetary system. But even if we got rid of our monetary system, gold and silver, then who would evaluate that? Because he says big government is behind evaluating that. But that's not really the truth. Who's really behind evaluating what the worth of our monetary system is the banksters. The banksters are the people that determine the value of our dollar, and they will also determine the value of our gold and our silver. So it doesn't matter whether we have a coin or we have a piece of paper. They're still in control, and he's working for that control. He's always been controlled opposition, and he will continue to be controlled opposition. Now,
you know, let me just interrupt and add my experience of Ron Paul. There's two things that I would advance that is relevant based on what my experience is. And I have no agenda. I'm basically tired and sick and tired. And actually, it was interesting this week. Eileen Dannemann came out with support for a series of publications that herald David Icke. And people ask me all the time, do I like David Icke's work? And frankly, I used to like it a lot more than what I have over the past several years, realizing that David Icke was involved in attacking yours truly, falsely, fraudulently, based on this whole Knights of Malta BS. But basically, the concept that David Icke is coming out now in favor of Ron Paul. And that's interesting because I have held, similarly to David Icke, that you can't sustain this degenerative political milieu. You've got to get out of it. You've got to have an alternative. It doesn't make any sense to feed it energy. And when you go under voter scam, you vote, you cast your vote. What you're casting your vote for is the same old, or the controlled opposition, in this case, a Ron Paul character. So I'm very, very leery right now. The past couple weeks, you've had David Icke come out in support of Ron Paul, whereas David Icke has consistently held, as I have, that you don't even want to go cast your vote. It's a feeding energy, hopeful. Again, it's a deception. You know, where is our faith placed optimally in the Creator and in the miracles and the music of the Creator and the power that we have as individuals to source love and creativity and work collaboratively with our brothers and sisters and our families and our extended families and our communities and build those communities strongly and build them sustainably and build them permaculturally so that we're not raping the land. We're nurturing the land and the land is feeding us and we're engaged in an evolution of society and civilization that we can leave to our children and our children's children instead of the insanity and the degradation and the pollution and the hypocrisy and the war mentality. All of that is what politics is all about. So long as you vote, it's been my opinion, my humble opinion, is you're throwing your money, and money is time, throwing your time and energy into a useless, worse than that. You're part of the problem or you're part of the solution. The political system is a major part of the problem. You feed it with your vote, you're feeding the problem. You're not building community. You're not building sustainability on your own homestead. You're not engaging in the righteous dialogue that needs to take place between us as individuals. So personally, then, I have an experience of Ron Paul. I have an experience of David Icke. My personal experience of David Icke foremost is that David Icke tells God what to do. Leonard Horowitz prays to God and pleads with God that the protective angels show me what to do, and then I do it. So there's a little personal philosophy difference between David Icke and Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Then there's Ron Paul. Now, I went to Ron Paul, and I went to Ron Paul open-heartedly with a lot of faith because I heard so many people, friends of mine, including Ted Gunderson, talk very highly of Ron Paul. And so in 1997, when I finished the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, and I looked for who would it be among the alternative thinkers in Congress that might take the initiative to resolve the tragedy of AIDS and understand where it came from, the laboratories, the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, the Litton Bionetics, military medical industrialists that created numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses in the Special Virus Cancer Program, the largely funded, mostly secret program that ran from 1962 to 1978. And between 1972 and 1974 is when they injected the gay men in New York City, the blacks in Central Africa, the Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island, and that's how you got AIDS. Everything else is hogwash. It's a manipulation of the mind through pseudoscience. And Ron Paul, being a medical doctor and engaged in science and health, I thought, as an alternative thinker, that he would be able to grasp what the truth is based on the science and do something about it. And, you know, there's a cop-out, folks. And again, think about this for a second. You're probably out there thinking, well, give Ron Paul a break, because he couldn't really tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, about AIDS and the pharmaceutical industrialists, and get elected. But you see, that's the same con. It's the same scam. To play ball with what? Feeding the darkness. Feeding that which is not the full truth. The Bible talks about half-truth being a complete lie. The truth shall set you free. Shall means no ifs, ands, or buts about it. A half-truth ain't going to take you anywhere but down the tubes, which is where we've been going, degenerating. So I went to Ron Paul, and his office assured me that they would give Ron Paul my book, Emerging Viruses, and I never heard another peep out of it. After a couple letters I sent, please, will you do something about this? I got no response. Now, that's number one. That was 1996. In about, I think it was 2007 or 8. When was, maybe a little bit later, Barack Obama's election campaign. Was that 2009?
No, it was earlier.
Was it a little, yeah. 2007? Yeah. Well, that's when Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
2007, 2008.
You know, when Reverend Jeremiah Wright was, who is Barack Obama's spiritual counsel for 20 years, and when he was asked, did you really mean what you said about goddamn America for creating the AIDS virus as a ethnic weapon against people of color? And he stood up before the National Press Corps and said, and CNN carried it and then interviewed me on it, he says, have you read Dr. Leonard Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses? That same book that I took to Ron Paul. And so the media was made aware of the emerging viruses. The thesis was carried not only in the scientific literature and a number of publications, as well as the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, but CNN carried a segment on it, and we have it up on YouTube. And as a response, as the Barack Obama campaign was heating up, and it was in the middle of that, that he was being demonized for having Minister Reverend Jeremiah Wright involved with him, you had Ron Paul and all of his people celebrating because here now the liberal is being taken out, offering an opportunity to the libertarians, whereby Ron Paul could now get involved in this whole issue of HIV/AIDS and genocide. And I got a phone call to be interviewed and to be involved in the political discussions, the weekly meeting of the campaign chairman for Ron Paul throughout the United States. Every state has a campaign chairperson, and I was invited to speak to the group. Ron Paul was invited, and his right-hand men and women involved in the campaign were also invited to attend that meeting, and the meeting was to discuss whether or not Ron Paul should take on this issue of looking at the drug cartel and seeing it for what it is, that is, a genocidal biochemical warfare operation against we the people. Well, I had a consensus that night when I addressed Ron Paul's complete staff, all the campaign managers. The consensus was, and they brought the consensus to bear, was that we needed to get Ron Paul on top of this issue, and he needed to embrace this as a major campaign discussion, ceasing the genocide. Now, that came from the grassroots. The direction came, it was a unanimous direction from all of his campaign chairmen. And they then requested that he respond, and he didn't. And so, again, what Sherry is advancing here is a theory that makes complete sense to me personally. The fact of the matter is, Ron Paul wouldn't be where he is, David Icke wouldn't be where he is without some major media support. And the question becomes, are you telling the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or are you telling a half-truth in support of the international banking cartel? Because right now the international banksters want to have a new world order, and they want to take out everybody's faith and trust in America in the process. Go ahead, Sherry. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to go back to what you said about my gift of intuitiveness, and I believe that most people have this gift. I believe that we just don't really touch base with it. We're not really in tune with it. But when you look at the gifts that we all have. We're all, you know, ability to be able to discern. But then again, you know, if there is something called the chosen ones, maybe there are some of us that are able to have that veil lifted in our lifetime. And it's regardless of race, it's regardless of religion, it's regardless of gender. It could be random, anyone could be picked. It's just possibly based on your past life or your karma. But having this ability to be able to see beyond, and I know that you too, Len, can see beyond agendas, see beyond what people say. I mean, I can tell you something and you see it clearly right away. It's not
resistance because, you know, I've been burnt enough times and, you know, humbled enough times in my ignorant choice making and my naivety in trusting people who were untrustworthy. And maybe that's, you know, my karma this lifetime is to, you know, be whacked a few times. And so, Sherry, when you say stuff, and again, look how long. We've been working together for almost 3 years now, and for the first year and a half, I basically didn't trust anything that you said. I mean, honestly, you know it, and I know it. I basically said, no possible way. You can't possibly be right. This, you know, you told me things about people, everyone from personal friends to family members, and I said, Sherry, get a grip. And as it turned out, as the time passed, my goodness, I just can't even imagine a person being 100% right. I mean, you're pretty close. You're in the high 90s, Sherry, and that's extraordinary to me. I'm batting maybe about 30%, and you're up there in the high 90s, and that's extraordinary. I mean, I'm pretty bright. I'm a pretty bright guy. I'm a behavioral science expert. I'm Harvard trained in that field, and I'm telling you something. You have an extremely amazing gift. And frankly, I'm now listening to you more than I ever have before because you've basically proven yourself time in and time out.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I mean, I do. And I think that, you're becoming more able to see through things as well and really going with your feelings rather than what you hear, and that's what most of us are conditioned. We've been programmed by the mainstream media, and we're always looking for hope, and we're always looking for, you know, change, and we want to make a difference in the world. And so there's so many people out there that are lost, and it's really a good thing to be able to say, hey, you know, you don't have to be lost without something to believe in. First, you should believe in God. You should believe in the Creator. And next, you should believe in your own feelings and your own instincts. And then from there, you can decide and really see the truth. And I think that's really the way to do it. And for me, that's what it's always been said, don't trust man. Never trust man. And I think that's a lesson that we all do is we look at to some man to trust. We look at television and say, oh, well, we'll trust Barack Obama, or we'll trust George Bush.
Listen to the Inside Hour and trust Sherry Cain and Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
No, I don't say trust us. I say
That's my point. That's exactly my point. You know, we're really not speaking tonight to you folks listening as sheeple, you know, because the fact is that the sheep out there are following the, you know, messages to go to the slaughterhouse, and that is a sick and sad reality. What the Insight Hour is about, what our mission is about here, is to inspire you with communications that uplift your spirit, that help you evolve spiritually to the point where you can walk on water. We're all evolving in that direction. That's what this is about. I mean, it is now 2012. It should be a very interesting year, the year that the Mayan calendar ends. According to that, it's like very interesting. There's got to be a new beginning because that's the way the universe is. Everything is revolving. It's a circle, like a 360-degree circle. Mathematically, musically, everything is revolving and evolving, and that word love is in that word revolution. And so the reality is that we're evolving into love, and what's going to end is also going to be a wonderful opportunity to begin. And we're here tonight speaking with you on this new holiday, new year, to impress on us and you as our brothers and sisters out there that it's time to not follow along like sheep. It's time to literally open your heart most powerfully, openly to the Creator's blessing and that calling that involves instinct. It involves deep, intuitive knowingness because the Creator knows all and the Creator's inside of you and Messiah is inside of you and that kingdom of heaven is so near. It's right here. We're in it. This is it. It doesn't get any better than this. This is it. And give thanks for all the blessings that we have in our lives. The fact is that so many people are even, you know, out of food, they're out of homes, they're, you know, they're all in trouble various ways. What blessings we have that we're even breathing this air.
You know, and an important lesson that I've learned, and it's taken me a really long time over the past couple of years, is three words, it's nothing personal. And, you know, if you can look at things like that and you realize that, it really helps a lot. When I look at what happened, like with the attacks that started with you, with the COINTELPRO, and then when I got
2007,
exactly,
you mean?
And then when I look at how when I came on the scene and you know exposed this group that they started attacking me, and I realized when I saw this group and I saw that there was a group of guys attacking you, I knew right away that there had to be something beyond a group of guys that were jealous of what you do in the world.
I really didn't. I just thought these guys just needed to get a life and that was it. But I didn't realize their life was to attack
exactly
me.
So it wasn't anything personal. They didn't really know you.
No, it was
they
a business. It was their
you.
Job.
They attacked you personally.
Yeah.
But it wasn't personal because they didn't know you. It wasn't based on any facts. And it was really part of their job. And so it's the same thing. Like when you go somewhere and somebody is really mean to you for no reason that doesn't even know you, sometimes, I mean, in most 9 times out of 10, it's nothing to do with you at all. It could be one... It's something to do with them.
And neuroses, child trauma.
It's their jealousy or their ignorance or their arrogance or just, you know, you remind them of somebody they knew in their past.
And they're vibing to a 741 frequency instead of a love 528.
Right. And then just not, they're not, just not in tune to being aware of the reactions or how they're treating others. They're a loss of compassion. They don't have that. They lack.
Well, that goes right back to the initial statement about the chosen ones that you're making and that this discussion tonight is really about.
Right.
It's really kind of like we're all chosen if we choose it. And what are we choosing? It's interesting that some people have an affinity for taking and others have an affinity for giving. And this world is just like yin yang, male, female, positive, negative, charged. You've got to realize that that's part of it. And to attach meaning or to take on somebody's attack as, like you're saying, a personal vendetta, it's through the detachment that we have freedom.
Right.
Because if you've really got a problem, give it to the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I've been really thankful that I've been doing that so often. You know, I don't have any problems.
Right. And it does appear sometimes that people have a personal vendetta against you. It does appear, you know. But and it's hard to separate that from really what's happening when you realize, well, wait a minute, these people are working for rogue departments in the government, that they're sent to do this, it's their job. You know, we expose them for who they were. And it was
it's not just us, it's the fact that there's rogue operatives that are supporting David Icke, and there's rogue operatives that are supporting Truat, and there's rogue operatives that are supporting
Alex Jones
and Ron Paul. And that's the political issue. And this year, where this whole election campaign is going to be heating up, and you're going to hear over and over again how horrible the government is, but that's nothing new. So what? We've known that for years. But yet, again, it's not going to be like you say, Sherry, you know, we've had enough false hope.
Right.
Obama was the false hope.
Well, you can look at everything strategically laid out in the past 5 years. You can look at George Bush. You can see you know, how his campaign, how he won a bogus second election, how it was rigged. You can see then people how were resentful toward that. They're saying, who voted for him again, right? So then people hated the Republicans, and then you saw what happened when Obama came along. He offered a change and a hope.
You know, I'd love to have in front of me right now. I don't have it. I wish I did. The section of the Protocols of the Elders of Sion, published initially, not the Nazified anti-Semitic version, but the original 1776 Mayor Amschel Bauer's release. That section deals specifically in there with how in some point in time, just before the climax for the New World Order, the One World Banking Cartel takes over the planet, it says in there, we are going to trouble every person's governments and people's perspectives about their
right.
governments so that they're sick and ask
right.
for some sort of alternative.
Well, look what happened. Okay, so first you had the George Bush, and then you had 9/11, and then people, you know, then they implemented the Patriot Act. So it took away a lot of our rights. We had to go through the airport with a hassle. We could be spied on, and all these things came. So we lost our rights, okay, with 9/11 and Bush. And then Obama came trying to say there's change, and then, you know, with that there was attachments to him being, you know, a Muslim, and then whatever he did, they could blame it on the Muslims, like they blamed it on the Muslims for 9/11, and then people really got sick of the Democrats. They said, oh, well, this guy, and then they found out, well, maybe he's not even an American citizen, and there was that attachment to his election, and, I mean, there was all these strange things, and then what happens is more and more people get sick and tired, and you got TV shows like Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, and you have TV shows, you have radio with Alex Jones, who's heavily promoted now in Rolling Stone magazine. So they're really, really trying to popularize the alternative media. And at the same time, you have the COINTELPRO creating all these rumors and mixed up lies. And you have the alternative media doing that. Like you have David Icke talking about the reptilian agenda. So anybody who, you know, may believe in 9/11 is going to know, okay, well, oh, maybe they're reptilians. Well, then it seems more far-fetched. It creates all this confusion. So that's what part of it was about.
Right. Well, again, that's interestingly enough a double-edged sword for Ron Paul to have David Icke endorse you. I mean, seriously, David Icke, as well as Len Horowitz, is not, you know, a mainstream, embraced by the mainstream. And the whole concept of the alien agenda, also there's the mix it all up. You know, folks, I can tell you, frankly, I've reserved my opinion and conclusion on whether or not we're dealing with extraterrestrials in the current geopolitics of the New World Order agenda. It occurs to me that we don't need to go that far to entertain extraterrestrials. The fact of the matter is they're acting alien to love, compassion.
Right.
There's no empathy. There's a human quality, a value, a high value that's missing. That's an interpersonal love and belonging value. So in other words, it's a basic fundamental Maslow hierarchy of human needs. We've got to have, after we have food on the table and air to breathe and water to drink and a roof over our head, we're supposed to have love and belonging. Well, if you're in the Illuminati, you don't really love the dogs, the sheeple that you send to the slaughterhouses through the biochemical weaponry called vaccinations. You don't have empathy for those sheeple. You have this basically a utilitarian, Machiavellian agenda to just get rid of the useless eaters, period. So for a humanitarian such as myself, such as Sherry, it's a challenge. It's a challenge to reconcile that behavior as anything less than alien, but yet these people seem to be not so much reptilians. I've never seen a shapeshifter. I've never seen, I mean, I'm going to be 60 in June. I'm getting old. And the reality is, I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
But I've never seen somebody
I've never seen one either. I've never seen one either. And you know, that's one thing I can't report on is something that I haven't witnessed. I really can't, like, believe what people say. and take that as face value. I have to really see it for myself, and I haven't. And you know, when we talk about all these things that are happening to the children, the missing children, and they want to blame it on the aliens, well, yeah so we're going to go what? And find our children up on Mars, or we're going to blame these satanic, satanic men that are doing it, or, you know, it's really just, you know, really evil humans. I mean, why can't we just say
And they're the ones, and the evil humans are the ones that are feeding us the celebrity stars that tell us to be aware of the aliens. I mean, this is what the controlled operation is. It's just a psychological operation. It's a psyops. And, you know, the subject, again, going back, you're chosen to have discernment. You're chosen to have a spiritual sensitivity and a calling to express yourself freely with liberty, and that is the reality that we want to create, not this veil, as you call it, not this Babylonian deception that everybody's talking about, everybody's engaged in, everybody's, you know, go vote for Ron Paul, excuse me, it's like, I'm sorry, it just is not going to help.
I think the most important thing for people to do is to pray for discernment. I think that's the number one thing. If you're anything you have to pray for in your life for this new year, it's discernment.
And have faith in the Creator to bless you with that, because that's the time. See, all of this stuff is a distraction. And, you know, I know there's folks, you're out there listening to this program tonight, you're well aware of the 528 Love Revolution, you're well aware of the power of opening humanity's hearts by the music that shall set us free, ultimately the key to the house of David that opens the doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. These are spiritual portals, and it's time to open the floodgates for the opening of the hearts of love. And therein lies your intuition. Your heart knows the truth. That's where the seat of intuition and real knowledge and wisdom lies.
And, you know, for people out there, they're asking, what are the solutions? What should I do if I don't have a leader to believe in, if I can't believe in Alex Jones and I can't believe in Ron Paul or David Icke? Who do I believe in? Well, if you really do want to do something that's going to make a difference in your life, but also help keep you away from having to believe in any of these things, you have to create a sustainable lifestyle. Once you create, grow your own food, once you create, get off the grid.
And I know it's cold in the East Coast. It's really chilly right now through most of the mainland. But you know what? We've got 3 or 4 different guys and gals who have contacted us and told us about how wonderful their greenhouses are. You can have a greenhouse in your backyard. The Russians have been doing it for years. There's the Russian economy, about a third to 40% of it is based on exactly what Sherry's talking about, a sustainable lifestyle.
Right, exactly. Once you get off the grid, once you grow your own food, then you know what? Who cares what value they put on the money anymore? You know, it's not going to matter, because you're not going to have to worry about paying those utility bills, and you're not going to have to worry about going to the store to buy your own food.
And that is also reflecting on this whole very important conversation. We've lost several generations of young people now. We've been involved ourselves in the Babylonian hypocrisy, that veil of insanity, educating us into ignorance, spiritually suppressing us, physically making us ill, polluting us, intoxicating us, and our environment. This is insane. And we are products of that culture. We bought in to the American culture. And that American culture was created by the Rockefellers. If you read the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, or if you read the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, or even as I mentioned, Emerging Viruses, you see that the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel has been run by the banksters. They have the controlling shares of every major corporate stock, and that this reality now is we think that when the media tells us to march, we're going to march righteously and correctly, when in fact they've been marching us down the wrong channels all the time.
And you know what?
And that's what's got to change. And so you've got to come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her insanity, hypocrisy, lunacy, and her great plagues. That's Jesus. That was Jesus' message. Get out. Come out of it. Come out of Babylon, deception.
Right.
And the only way you're chosen, you are chosen to come out, open that heart, herald the great news. The greatest news is that we've got all the knowledge, all the technologies to make us be sustainable. Just like nature, we're now advancing the 528 law of revolution, all the technologies that are unfolding. The store we mentioned, healthyworldstore.com, Healthy World Affiliates Program. You watch and see the new technologies and the new products that are coming out now based on this understanding. It's fantastic, totally exciting. And, you know, it's a privilege and a humble, you know, I'm humbled to be selected to help deliver this word, this great news.
Yeah, and another thing, when you grow your own food, get non-GMO seeds. You can actually get like seeds of change. There's different brands of seeds. But first, I think that everybody needs to start growing their own food. I think that is the most valuable thing you can do right now.
Even if you grow wheatgrass in your windowsill, you know, you just have...
Well, I think if they have to count on how much money they're having to get to purchase food.
It's a lot of money to go to the store.
And then get off the grid with welfare, with EBT. I mean,
that's enslavement. That's, again, where is your self-respect? You know, the government handouts. That's part of the cult.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's indoctrinated with a behavior. What is your behavior? What are you choosing to do in your life? And, you know, I look at the young generation, and they're blown out. They're gone. These kids are gonzo, man. They just have no very, very little work ethic. They're not motivated. They don't have the integrity that they can say, you know, I'm going to do X, Y, Z, and then they follow it through. I don't see that happening a lot in the younger generations. What I see happening now is a sick and sad result of programming, mass programming into ignorance, mass programming into a worthless life. You know, human values and the meaning of life is real simple. Just like all of nature and the musical mathematics is simple. There's only 9 numbers in the universe, 1 through 9. Everything else is kind of like man-made. The reality is that the simplicity of how we have to choose to have meaning and create meaning based on doing something that is of social service, helping someone, caring for someone, loving somebody, helping out, even if you're cleaning a toilet or cleaning up the trash can, it's done with a spirit of contribution. Part of the mission and meaning of life is to do something socially useful and do it with love. Do it as though the Creator has assigned you to do it. The satisfaction that you can get out of the simplest things, from planting a seed in the soil to even washing a toilet. Gee whiz, it's simple. It takes you out of your ego into your heart and then appreciating every moment that you have on this planet. It's real simple. It's not complex. You don't need a PhD, advanced education, to come to the realization every moment in time on this planet is a great blessing and an opportunity to do something useful with your life, something that can bless somebody else. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about us together in service to a great Creator. And that's what really the New Year's, for me, this year, I think, is where, you know, the rubber meets the road. This is where you're going to see this year, I think, where this choice is going to be more profoundly affected, and it's going to be coming up more than ever before in your own personal life to realize that every moment is a blessing, that we are living in the kingdom of heaven. It's right here. It's right now. And you don't have to go outside yourself to find it. You don't have to get a PhD or a doctorate. You have to simply do what's necessary to sure feed yourself, water yourself, and shelter yourself, but love. Love and extend yourself in service of family, extended family, brothers and sisters, community, and do it so that optimally, sustainably, that's the philosophy.
Yes, I mean, this year I'm hoping that I can make a lot of changes in my life too, and just, you know, commit to having a better, healthy lifestyle and, you know, just drinking more water. Like Dr. Horowitz says, read Healing Celebrations. You know, you read that book and you're on the...
You mean I'm having an impact on your life, Sherry? She's going to actually start to drink water routinely. That's going to be a miracle.
And, you know, the book is great. Healing Celebrations, it can really help you get on track with your health and really help you. You have whatever it is you have that's ailing you, just read that book and it can really put you on the right track.
It's true, folks. It's by the way, the new edition of Healing Celebrations is in press right now. I understand, I think, that we're out of stock for the book Healing Celebrations in HealthyWorldStore.com,
mm-hmm.
but it is at the printer, and it's the new edition. And that new edition is just, you know, the old edition was fantastic. We got so many wonderful comments and thank yous for Healing Celebrations. It's subtitled Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. And the new edition of Healing Celebrations goes into this whole beautiful concept. It's so simple. Just understand water. Just understand the composition of water. Just understand hydrogen, oxygen, and that H+ plus OH- minus equals H2O. If you understand that the H+ donated electron to the OH and the extra electron, which is the source of energy, your energy, comes from the electrons beamed to you from the sun and from God, literally. It's coming through the atmosphere, through the water. Water is part of the triune God. Remember Genesis 1:2, in the beginning there was the Creator and the water, and then the Word, actually before the Word was spoken even, the Holy Spirit. So that's part of the other part of the triune God. You got the Creator, you've got the Holy Spirit, and you've got the water. And that Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the water. It divided the water from the water, created the dome of the firmament the Bibles talk about. And the physicists call it the quantum field, into which the words were then spoken. Words are sounds. Sounds are electromagnetic frequencies. What's that? That's the math I was talking about a couple minutes ago. 1 through 9. It's real simple. So mathematics, the Creator's language, was spoken into the quantum field of potential, of creative potential, and out miraculously popped the sun. And that sun beams the electrons to the botanical world that's celebrating the sunlight, the heart of it, just like the heart of your heart is resonating with electrons vibrating in 528 hertz, precisely to be optimally resonant in touch with divine communion. Atonement. Atonement. To be played now in these end times, to bring you at one meant. One meant. You're meant to be one with the Creator. And it's a musical, mathematical evolution, revolution, a love vibration of 528 that's calling all of us now, opening all of our hearts. That's the greatest news. That's the greatest news in the history of this planet. And that's what we're doing. We're at the forefront of it, so you're at the forefront of it. If you're listening to this communication tonight, you are a leader. You're not a sheep. You're not heading to the slaughterhouse. You're heading to the kingdom of heaven, which, as I said, is here. It's right now. It's available to you by choice. Lift the veil and celebrate. So that's what the new book, Healing Celebration, really goes into. It's just beautiful, simple. This is how we can change hydrogen and oxygen in our body through water consumption, through this whole beautiful understanding that water, the hydrogen in it, transmits the electron, and pH parts hydrogen is what your body chemistry is all about. It dictates your body chemistry, the amount of hydrogen or pH parts hydrogen or the amount of electrons that are being available to donate to the ha, the breath. And that's what that chlorophyll color, that greenish yellow, likewise of your heart chakra, the botanical world celebrates the Creator's heart and 528 hertz frequency by that chlorophyll sacred geometry. It's resonated into the shape, into the color. That's the heart of the rainbow. As above, so below. As it is in the cosmic dimension, so it is in the microscopic dimension of your DNA and at the molecular level of chlorophyll, so resonates God's love optimally. And so what is the botanical world doing? What is the grass doing? What is the leaves in the tree doing, celebrating this greenish-yellow color of love? It's outputting oxygen. The ha. The yud-heh-vav-heh, Yahovah. The breath, the prana, the breath of life. The Bible says that the life is in the blood. What carries the oxygen throughout your bloodstream is the hemoglobin that is structurally identical, except for the magnesium versus the iron, is the chlorophyll molecule is. And that red blood cell is the shape of the torus, just like the universe's shape, that round circular donut shape of the red blood cell is very, very similar to the donut shape of the universe because it's all structured according to God's voice, God's music. God's musical mathematical matrix is the law. It is the righteous way. There is only one matrix. There's only one creator. There's only one source of sustenance spiritually. And that is the resonant energy, primarily, fundamentally, of love. That's why this new world order shall fail, because it's not loving. It's not empathetic. It's run by egomaniacal profiteers who scoff at humanity's suffering and then go about dining with a $50,000 bottle of Rothschild vintage wine on their table. I'm sorry, boy, you don't need that to be happy. So the reality is we have a lot of wonderful opportunities this coming year to celebrate and to evolve consciously and celebrate interpersonally, touching others who have ears to hear these truths that shall set humanity free.
Very beautifully said, Len, as usual. And if you haven't read his new book, The Book of 528, Prosperity, Key of Love, definitely read that book. That book is a life changer, and it will put you on a totally different path if you're not familiar with the work that he's been bringing forth for years. I mean, it's really a collaboration of all your work, and it's the good news. I mean, it's fundamentally how we're going to get out of this mess, and everybody should read that book. I mean, I think it's an important book. I think it's an important historical book to read.
Oh, you know, we've gotten so many wonderful letters, especially from musicians. You know, I just got an email today from some musician who 40 years of playing music, and he wrote me a very, very wonderful letter saying how thankful he is for the information and how incredible it is that he's been involved in music for 40 years and all of these friends and associates that he has in the music industry. And gee whiz, they are clueless. They had no idea. And now it's up to you. You're out there listening. You're among the world's first people who and a person who can make a difference with this knowledge. So please do something that's a blessing. Spread the truth that shall set us free.
Amen. So we have about 5 minutes left.
Yeah, so I want to give thanks. We should really give thanks to the sponsors for the program, for the Insight Hour. Folks, we are depending on you to support the Insight Hour, and thank you for supporting my work all these years. In this happy new year, thank you for this coming year and the blessings that you're going to be rendering to yourselves and others by buying products from Healthy World Store that sustains us. Every time you buy anything on that store, it helps us broadcasting. It helps us continue to research and write and publish and do video. And we hope to have even our own television show coming out this year, God willing. I ask for your prayers. There's a good possibility. It's in the works right now, in the negotiations form right now for a television show with Sherry and I. And it's actually called, tentatively called, The Love Zone. And it's going to talk a lot about 528 and what the problems from kind of like what you heard tonight, what the bad news is on the planet, but the how to get out of the mess. So every time you buy anything from Healthy World Store or become an affiliate partner with us, please do, and then you'll be able to not only help others and make some money yourselves, but also help sustain us. Make a donation to Healthy World, to the radio station, to the 528radio.com, and that is wonderful because not only will we be sustained, we're trying to grow it. Right now we have six channels. Actually, there's six radio stations we launched in the 528 Radio Network. In 2011, we were very blessed to have used your money, your donations, to advance six stations. So there's 528 Classic Rock, there's 528 General Music, there is 528 Disco, believe it or not, there's 528 Ecstatic Dance, and we've gotten some emails in the last couple of days that there people are very, very much appreciative of the 528 Ecstatic Dance programming. 528 Motown, 528 Blues. Forthcoming, we need your donations. The server space is costly, and we really appreciate the fact that your donations on 528radio.com help us to buy the servers that are necessary to stock the public library full of music that's been transposed into the love frequency. Don't forget, why are we doing this? Primarily because, based on the evidence, every time you play or sing or do anything in 528, you're sending that signal out like a pebble in a pond, rippling out to the farthest shores, touching the farthest shores, opening people's hearts worldwide, and that's how we're going to get out of this mess. We've got to have a love revolution, a love-olution, and that's basically what we're engaged in, using the technology that ultimately shall set us free, even though it has been suppressed. We're talking about Tesla, you know, the brilliant work of Royal Raymond Rife and John Keeley and Tesla's work in this understanding, the brilliant work of Aristotle and Plato and Pythagoras and Vitruvius, those geniuses of old. Think about where we got science from, the understanding that Aristotle published in the book called Physics. The first book of science was called Physics, by Aristotle, and the word itself, physics, comes from philos, love. Love is where it's at. And now you have an understanding of how Jesus, how Yeshua's blessed ministry today called Christianity, the way, it's the only way, it's the way it is, and it celebrates the way it is, that love is the master key. The key to the house of David. That's how come David was so incredibly loving. He was playing that harp, that stringed instrument that was tuned to love. And that's why it was a healing harp, because love heals. It's the universal healer. So whatever donations you make to Healthy World Store, your purchases of Oxy Silver, that's a miracle. It's like a holy water with the double superconductor. The sound is transmitted, and light is transmitted by water as a superconductor, and silver is another superconductor of electrons. So you, with Oxy Silver, you've got a double superconductor resonating in love in 528. And that's why we ask you to pray when you take it, because we understand the technology of powerful prayer that can manifest miracles, because it operates in God's domain, not in man's lunacy, hypocrisy, insanity, but in the kingdom of heaven, which is right here, available to you by choice. Sherry, I think we're at the end of the Inside Hour.
We're at the end, and we appreciate you listening in, and we'll be here next week the same time. It's 9 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 p.m. in Hawaii, and it's midnight on the East Coast.
Happy New Day to you folks in the East Coast.
Happy New Year and many blessings for this year.
Yeah, by the way, we're hopefully, God willing, planning to do a trip to the East Coast this summer. So if you're out there listening and you want to have Dr. Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane come and spend an evening with you and your congregations or your community gathering, you want to bring us in and or collaborate with us through healthyworldaffiliates.com, we'll come and do a wonderful program with you and celebrate the opportunity to be with you on the East Coast. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening.
You.
Again, the Inside Hour, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks, Sherry.
Good night, everybody. God bless.